Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 31 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about MLMs. You guys, I've been falling down like all of the MLM rabbit holes thanks to Sam of Samanthability and OffBeatGrad. And yeah, so she was on theambitiousfreelancer.com a few weeks ago, and she has talked about MLMs on her podcast quite a bit. So I don't know if I'm necessarily going to be going through all of like the scientific studies about MLMs or whatever they happen to be. I'm going to talk about like just some general stuff, and then I'm gonna point you guys into some great reading and some great Facebook groups and Reddit threads and things like that about MLMs, because I have been falling down so many MLM rabbit holes these last few weeks and months thanks to some podcasts I listened to on Samanthability's OffBeatGrad, and just I've been falling down so many video rabbit holes, and like sometimes I'll just like be scrolling anti-MLM Facebook groups and Reddit threads for like hours, you know, just like in my bed, like, wow, these people are going through the most. So I guess I can talk about like my own experience with MLMs. I never really got into any MLMs. I've tried a couple of MLM products because my friends were in MLMs, so I, you know, tried some of their products, but I've never personally, like, bought any MLM starter packs and done anything like that. Like, I hosted, like, I hosted a party, and I don't know why, I was just kind of supporting friends, and, like, I always knew there was something bad about MLMs, but I never got into the point where, until recently, I realized how predatory these MLMs are and how much they can really affect people. So I knew, like, the basics, that they were bad and that, you know, it just wasn't a great scheme, I guess. It wasn't, like, helpful to a lot of people. Like, obviously, at some point, someone's gotta, like, fail. So, I knew that. But then I realized, you know, these are really predatory, especially, you know, targeting people who are vulnerable populations already. They don't need the debt. And so, I really want to talk about this on The Ambitious Freelancer, because as a person who wants to work from home, you might hear, like, oh, you can work from home, work from your phone, and make hundreds of thousands of dollars, or how much ever money you want to make, and it's like thebombdiggity.com, it's amazing, and like you want to do this, and they try to make it seem like, you know, everything's going so peachy and so great and they're making all kinds of money. And the thing that frustrates me now is that so many bloggers are even falling down these like MLM rabbit holes, and they're making it okay because they might know a person who sells these products, and so then they talk about them on their blog and they give it credence. And as a blogger, you know, I probably at one point said, oh, this is my, like, I've tried, like, Lipton's and Mary Kay and things like that, mostly, like, makeup ones. And while I'm at the point where I, like, don't really support them at all, but, you know, in the past, I was like, oh, they're my friends, so I'll support them, I'll get something from them. And while I understand that need to want to support people, I think there's bigger problems, and we really have to be careful about supporting MLMs in general, because you're really just making money for someone else. You're not a CEO of your own business, and it's crazy how much in debt people get basically because of MLMs and because of the money that they spend on that. And yeah, so essentially MLMs, or pyramid schemes, you could call them that, or just, it's multi-level marketing. So the thing is, these companies, they have a product, and sometimes the product is great when it first starts, sometimes the product is always bad. So like LuLaRoe used to have like a more quality product when they first started, and then it quickly went downhill when they started making more money, and then they couldn't keep up with things. And so not only were the patterns ugly, but then the products were also like ripping and really bad and moldy at some point. So that was weird. Allegedly, I guess I should say. Allegedly, during this whole podcast. I don't want to get sued. So all of these MLMs, they are run by an actual CEO. They have an actual, like, probably board of directors, and they have all of this, like, stuff at the top. And then they create the ability for people, mostly women, but sometimes men, to sell their products at a markup. So they buy the products, like, at cost or whatever, and then the MLM distributors can take that product and sell it to their friends at the retail cost. So essentially, they earn like a small commission based on the products that they sell. But the thing is, the products aren't really the thing that make you money. It is making your downline happen. Everyone in an MLM has an upline, or the person who recruits them, or whatever. So it's a pyramid. You have, you know, a few people at the top, and then they recruited a few people, and then those people recruited a few people, and it goes down and down and down. Eventually, you're gonna run out of people to sell to, or you're gonna run out of people to recruit, or both. So it's eventually someone's going to have to lose. And so these downlines are very profitable because you earn a commission, a percentage of their commission, essentially. So when they sell a product or when they buy your product, you make a commission on that. So every single person in the upline gets a little profit when the downline people sell. So anytime your downline sells, whether it's your immediate downline or the downline of your downline, you're making money. So it's in your best interest to keep the downline flowing. But like I said, eventually that model gives out because you run out of people to sell to, or you run out of people to recruit. But the thing is, a lot of the times, if you want to keep your recruiting ability, so you want to keep your potential in the company, you have to buy product or something to keep your, you have to buy product, sell product to keep your ability to reap the benefits from your downline and to reap the benefits from being in the MLM. So a lot of people are saying, oh, this is not a scheme, or this is not a pyramid scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. It's shaped like a pyramid. And some people are like, oh, well, your CEO, if you're working for a company in 9-to-5, you know, that's a pyramid. Yeah, it's a pyramid where you're getting paid, because oftentimes in these pyramid schemes, you're not getting paid. Like, you think you're getting paid, but a lot of people are not keeping up with their finances. And so they think they're making money, but they're really losing money like every single month. And these companies have no real incentive to really look into, you know, how to better their company, how to better the people, because they're still getting money. It doesn't really matter to them how successful their people are, because they think of people as expendable. They can get more people, but eventually they're not going to get more people. People are going to run out. So, yeah, and so new of these, like, MLM schemes seem to be happening all the time. There's traditional makeup ones, like Mary Kay and Lipsense, or Cinegance, I think that's what it's called now. So all of these different companies like that, there's things like Amway, there's things like, let's see, what other ones have I really realized? It Works has been really big. Plexus, all kinds of MLM schemes out there that prey on people, essentially. They prey on women, especially women who are isolated, like military wives and people who, you know, can't work traditional 9-to-5 jobs or can't work in the real world. And so they might also, like, target college students who definitely don't need more debt, but are really easy targets, because you're like, oh, you want to work from your phone, you want to work from home, you want to work during your time off, like after you get done with homework, you want to do that, right? You want to own your own business, right? Blah, blah, blah. So all of these, like, schemes are really, you know, picking on people who are just trying to make a little extra income for their families, and they end up spending so much money, not only just on the products, but on, you know, the training to try to sell their products. And they also end up isolating themselves further from their family and their friends, because people are tired of these MLM schemes, which drives them further into the arms of MLMers, because these people create communities. So your upline and your downline become your home and your community in a way, because they are so, you know, inspiring and helpful, and they're also pushing this false narrative that they're doing so well. And so it's like a feedback loop in a away. Like, you're constantly, like, in this cycle of, like, inundation. Like, it's brainwashing in a way, because, like, you are surrounded by all of these people who seem really successful in your person's, in your upline's downline. And so everyone's talking and telling each other, oh, we're doing so well, right? We're doing so well, right? And so you begin to believe that you're doing so well, even though you're probably not. And so how does this relate to freelancing and the act of, like, working from home? So if you're a new freelancer, or you're a blogger, or you're someone who works from home, like, you probably run across this. You might have got your emoji filled thing in your inbox saying, you'd be so great on our team. And based on how they're talking and how they're, like, coached in a way, well, specifically coached to, like, make this lifestyle that they're living seem so amazing, seem so great, and seem like the best thing they've ever done in their lives. And you see the community that they built. You see that every time they post something about their business, they get, like, a bajillion comments based from other people in their upline and downline. And so this community that you're seeing, it might look really amazing to you, and you're like, oh my goodness, if only I could join something like that. And then you might join it. And I'm here to tell you, don't do that. Don't join those MLMs. Don't waste your money like that, because oftentimes you don't make money. I think it's, like, some really horrible statistic, like 90%+ of people who go into MLMs don't make their money back, or they don't make any money. They lose money. And it's really, really sad. Some of these starter kits are like $500 or $1,000 plus, and they're, like, awful. And you don't get to choose product for some people, like LuLaRoe, where you don't even get to choose products, and then, like, the products are crappy and you can't sell them because they're ugly and no one wants them, and you're just hoping and praying that you get a good kit, but you're probably not going to. You're probably gonna get a bunch of scraps that no one wants. So how do you stop yourself from falling down these rabbit holes and, like, going into this loop? I say the first thing is, know that all MLMs are the same, and eventually you're probably going to lose money and lose a lot of stuff on MLMs. So I know it's so, every one of them seems so different, but at the end of the day, they all have the same business model, and the business model only works for the first people in the business model. Like, the CEOs of the companies and the first couple of salespeople, yeah, it's going to really work for those people, and they're going to make bank, and you're going to look at them, and they're going to be having the best time of their life, and they're actually going to be having the best time of their life. Those first couple people in the business, those bigger consultants in the business, they're gonna be making bank because they're going to be the starters of all of the MLM pyramid. They're gonna be the start. They're gonna be at the tippy top. They're gonna be making the most money because they got in the business as soon as they did. But for pretty much anyone else that got into the business after that first initial, like, year or so, not even year, depending on how fast the company grows, after that, those people after that are not gonna be making the same amount of money. Chances are they're gonna lose money, or they're gonna be making a few hundred dollars at best a month, sometimes even a year. So you may make your investment back, but the chances are, especially now for a lot of these MLMs, you're not gonna make your money back. And also, if you do make your money back, it's on the backs of people who are working their ass off and wasting their money away. So you're literally taking money from people if you are in these MLM schemes. And I'm sorry, like, that seems so rude to say, but you're taking money from people. You're taking money from families who need it. You're taking money from their pockets. You're taking money from people. And if you are, like, recruiting in these MLM scams, you gotta stop, because you're not only taking money from people, and these people are normally people you know and love, because they tell you to start with your family and friends and then work your way up, because your family and friends feel more obligated to you and they feel like, oh, if they're doing it, they must be okay. So you're really screwing people you love, and then you go out and then you're screwing people you don't know, and it's so bad. I don't know. I just think you really have to be careful with MLMs, and to me, you don't do that. You don't support them, and you kind of put your foot down, and it really sucks. And if you know someone who's in an MLM, I really encourage you to find ways to share your message of anti-MLMness. Make them know it's not their fault. Make them know that this is something that they do. This is a business model. This is how they do it. You know, they try to create this community to where you get so unraveled in this community that you feel like if you couldn't survive without the community, and that they love you so much, you love them so much, and it's like a community of amazingness and girl power and love and flowers and, you know, emojis. And it's amazing, and it feels good because people are telling you how amazing you are at selling, and then you're getting all of this like great praise, and you're getting these pats on the backs, these free products, and you're like, wow, I'm doing amazing work for the world. But you're not. You're making a problem. But you don't want to tell them that. You don't want to, you know, push them further into the arms of an MLM. You really want to approach the topic sensitively and let them know, like, hey, have you checked your finances lately? Are you making sure that you are, you know, writing down all of your expenses and keeping up with everything and making sure that you know exactly what's going on in your business? Do you need help writing your statements, balance your budget, and all that good stuff to make sure that your business is as profitable as it can be? So don't say it's profitable as you think it is. Say, like, is it being as profitable as it can be? Can we write down? Can we sit down? Can we, like, go through the finances and make sure that you're returning the profits every single month and doing what you need to do? Because often people don't look at their profits or their finances because it's easier to not look at them. And so if you tell them, hey, can we do this? Can we sit down? Can we look at it? And not in a way of like, hey, can I laugh at you? But like, hey, can I help you out and help you with your business and help you grow your business? People might be able to realize, hey, I'm not doing this as well as I thought, and maybe there's a way I can get out of this. So, you know, telling people to, just letting people know that it's not their fault that they got sucked into this, that it's their business model, that this is how they do it. You were set up to fail, you know, and make them know that they are people preying on their insecurities, not them being the bad seed, you know? If someone tries to get you into an MLM scheme and you love them, say, hey, this is not for me, but don't abandon them. Don't, you know, start blocking them or getting them out of your life, because they need you now more than ever and they just don't know it yet. So be there for them, but be there at a distance. You don't necessarily have to pay for their MLM products or anything like that. You don't have to support them. You don't have to throw parties, but don't leave them in that, if that makes any sense. Like, you don't have to leave them, just don't necessarily support them in the financial sense. Support them in the emotional sense. And when they ask you to talk, listen. When they, like, talk about their business, listen. If they talk about it in the right way, I guess. But don't, like, financially support them. Or try not to, because the sooner they get out, the better. And so, also have some support documents. Like, look through all the things I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to share some videos and some podcasts with you in the show notes. And so just really go through those show notes and understand, like, what people are saying about these businesses. And there's some Facebook groups and some Reddit groups and things like that that I really want you to look through. And so just come up with, like, your support documents. Come up with a lot of things that you know about. Like, learn about all of the different MLMs, because, like I said, new ones are popping up all the time. And just, like, be educated. Just be as educated as you can be and be able to support people in the best way possible. Just not financially, you know. You don't have to buy any MLM products to support people and make sure that you're there for them if they ever want to get out of the MLM situation, because they don't want to feel isolated. You don't want to isolate them by unfriending them or, you know, moving on or, like, you know, ignoring them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to still have that relationship with that person because they need you. If they're isolated from other family members and other friends, like, it's going to be really, it's going to be even more difficult for them to find a way out of the MLM hole. So just be supportive in the best way you know how, but not financially. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a bit longer than my normal episodes of The Ambitious Freelancer, but I think MLMs are really, really horrible, and they're preying on people all over the country, and they're not getting better because the government has no incentive to make it go away. So because these people are lobbying and making sure, and they have friends in high places. So you just really want to protect your family to the best of your ability and be there for your family to the best of your ability and your friends with the best of your ability. Just not financially, like I said for the millionth time. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Please do not go and get involved in MLMs. They are really not great for you financially. They're not a proper work from home opportunity. There are so many work from home opportunities and remote work opportunities, and we've talked about different different ways to find remote work opportunities on this podcast, and we will continue to do so. MLMs are not the way to go, and I hope you guys understand that by listening to this episode. Like I said, I'll leave lots of resources in the description so that you guys can go through the show notes and read all of those awesome, you know, resources. So keep reading, keep educating people in your life about how they can make legitimate work from home income. And yeah, it might not be as easy as working from your phone and dropping some emojis in someone's inbox, but it is going to be worthwhile because it's going to be a much safer, much better for you investment in your time. And sometimes you won't even have to pay anything or pay much to make remote work work for you. So I hope that you guys love this episode. And let me know in the Facebook group or, you know, on the website, like, what you think about this, because I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.